some good swag at those boxing events sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
They can give away some good stuff. I did. I do still have two David Benavidez gloves, courtesy of our boy Martin. I have not given away because I sent them late. Like, I got them late. You know, sometimes our packages get mixed up here. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with these. Is anybody a big David Benavidez fan? You guys can DM me on social media.
You were supposed to give them away. Oh.
Well, it was after the fight.
Oh, yeah.
I got them, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
They're in good condition. I haven't been touched.
Call in if you want the David
Benavidez. If you're a big fan. David Benavidez is still training down here, by the way.
Martin always wants to go eat with us, but then he's always busy.
I did get to eat with him, though. Yeah. I ate with him and his fiance. We went to, it was, what was the name of that place?
It was at
Park MGM. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Park MGM's fancy?
The restaurant, they have like a very fancy cafeteria took me to. And like, so, you know, you go pick your place. And I ordered this, you know, I went to this place, great beer. But I was like, all right, what do I get? Very foo-foo, you know? And I was like, I'll get the chicken. And, you know, because I'm very bold. And so I was like, they served me the little chicken. And it was a whole chicken that looked like the size of a pigeon.
Oh, that was like a Cornish hen.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Wait, that wasn't a chicken? Are you sure? You sure it was chicken?
It was. I think so. I think. In fairness, I think the menu wasn't Italian, so.
Oh.
I think I got the right thing.
You got a Cornish hen.
Maybe, but it was.
Now, can I just tell you this? I get mad when, as an American, I go into a restaurant and they put their dishes in their language. And then give you the stink eye.
If you ask.
Yeah, well, you can't figure out what, you know.
Dude, can I tell you something? I'll tell you, I got fleeced this weekend. I got market priced.
What did you get? Salmon? Did you get?
I got catch of the day, it was either grouper or snapper.
Good choices.
And so I got grouper. It was something crusted grouper. I don't know what the thing was.
Grouper is like sea bass. It's light. Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a decent sized grouper. It wasn't a monstrosity.
Grouper's a big fish.
$45 for
the
fish. Whoa! What?
For a piece of fish?
For a piece of fish? It's right there in that water. And you guys didn't have to go there for anywhere.
Now, they do that with salmon. But they tell you.
Nah, I went to this place. I don't even remember the name of it. It was on the water in Jupiter.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
On the water.
But it wasn't like.
On the water.
Just because you're on the water.
They have a lot of market.
I know, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First of all, you guys aren't even on, like, the bay. You're on a creek. Okay.
I hate when they do that with houses.
So
that
was on the water.
And you go back and you got one of those little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, gee, all right. They gave me a body blow market price there.
Look at that. A brother. A brother penguin. Look at that.
Wow.
Look how they treating him. Look how they treating him.
Okay.
Look at that.
What?
He's got white penguins. Look how they looking at him.
I mean,
how they looking at him.
The penguins are only half white.
Yeah, true.
That's all right. Look at that. Look how they were staring at him. He's just, it's like, hey, I'm one of you guys. No, you're not.
Isn't that a youth penguin if he's got the down feathers like that?
I don't know.
I just saw the
way the two white penguins was looking at the black penguin. Like, damn, even in the animal kingdom.
But wait a minute. Aren't they, isn't that half intangibles? Like, the penguins on their back
black
are black. They're black and white.
Mm. All you can see is the white. They put the black on back.
They know what they did.
They know what they did.
Oh, man. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new models. As we get into our Monday Night Football recap.
We reach our fans are reaching.
What's that?
I'm going to read this text before. Don't listen. I'm not the. Go get Russ Wilson or Zach Wilson.
Oh, they're taking Adam Schefter's. Adam Schefter said that on McAfee's show yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second. But as I now have the read, let me get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We're doing a lot of different Durals. I didn't know which one it was. I was just making sure.
Is it the one that our boy says?
Indoral. Jax, that was a great commercial. That's an all-timer.
Indoral.
Jason Jackson's old commercial. Yeah, Adam Schefter said on the McAfee show yesterday, he said that the Dolphins should call about Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, and Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Oh, good. He can come down. I went to school with his mom, so.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Then.
No, so that's like we all, like everybody from Michigan, to hang out when we go up there. So
they already have, I mean, they already have Jameis. Like, what do you think that would take to pry him away from Cleveland?
No, because remember, they let him, he was there before, and mm-hmm. they let him go. So I don't know. Oh, boy.
Who's this?
Oh, boy.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
You almost made it before.
Wow.
You did make it before double digits.
Yeah, but, wow.
Right.
What were you, hobnobbing? What was going on there?
There's a lot of people here, so you know it probably took her a couple of minutes.
She was out there hobnobbing. There's no doubt about that.
You know, we know when there's no hobnobbing?
Hmm?
Whoever comes through that door.
Yep. Yep.
No hobnobbing through that door.
Yep. No hobnob. Where were you, J Fig?
Yeah.
I left my badge in the car, so I have to run.
The old badge was in the car.
That is true.
That's right.
All right.
That is right.
So anyway, you know his mom?
I went to school with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you went to all boys high school.
Yeah. So when I went up there last time, I went and talked to her.
Talented.
He is. Here's the problem. And here's the problem with this offense, particularly. Okay? All these quarterbacks that you're talking about have the same flaw that doesn't fit into this offense. People underestimate Tua's ability to get rid of the ball quick and be accurate. Guess what all these other quarterbacks' problems are? They hold on to the ball. Mm-hmm. So, it's something that you can't, like, teach without having them be reckless with the football if they're not used to it.
Isn't Mike McDaniel going to have to, like, kind of get over that a little bit, though?
How?
Because there's not many Tuas out there. Like, unless you're that's why I was joking earlier in the year, but I'm like, go get little Tua. I'm sure he's got some of them.
He's a holder. Fine.
But
that's, you need somebody like that. You need somebody who's gonna be able to read a defense and make quick decisions. Not necessarily throw the ball quick. And one of the problems of all those quarterbacks is that they hold on to the ball and they're too indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the hell happened this past weekend.
Yeah, Skyler was reading a novel.
He had open guys.
Yep.
He was scared to, and so at some point, you either got to say, Skyler, throw it. We don't care if it's a pick.
But this is the thing that this is what was so disappointing about Skyler's performance, because like you would think, like, 3 years in, there's got to be some plan to go to him that he's going to be, like, reading quicker. So the thing that is a worry is, like, hey. And so I don't know. Maybe he just got the jitters. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
There's a big difference
mm-hmm.
in being the backup and going into a game.
Right.
And being the guy that everybody's actually depending on you.
And in camp, no one can touch you.
Right. So here's the kicker, is that whenever he was in the game, he could just free will. It didn't matter. And what they need him to do is do that again. Be that guy. Be the guy that, hey, make the throw. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's one of the things that, you remember the Grady Show on Turf?
Sure do.
Their motto was, we didn't care about picks. We didn't care.
Interceptions?
Make the throw.
Yeah.
Interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. Make the throw.
Yeah, you almost wonder if Mike McDaniel was telling him to be like extra, because Mike McDaniel did mention after the game the turnover battle, which was really stupid, and I was like, huh? Turnover battle.
Right. It didn't matter if you turnover, like, and I wonder if he was thinking about that turnover battle, because going for it on fourth and you don't get it, that's a turnover battle.
Right.
Right, so it's a weird dynamic.
But that was the thing, like, they failed at fourth down against the Bills, they gave up picks against the Bills, and then, like, you saw Mike McDaniel's mindset change with going for it on fourth down.
Right.
You saw an overly, I would say, a scared quarterback. Like,
he's in a difficult spot too. Listen, this whole team and organization is in a uncomfortable spot right now. And basically what you have to do is that it's easy to say we just gonna do us when you win it. It's harder to say that when it doesn't work as well as you would like. But the fact of the matter is, you have to be consistent with who you are, no matter who's playing.
What's the one that drives us more nuts, though? Like, if the Dolphins did make this move, if they did take Adam Schefter's advice, like, I like DTR, but let's say if they were to sign a Wilson, what is the one that we have to, like, go back and we're going to have to scrub tweets and scrub comments from the show more so? Mr. Unlimited or the MILF Hunter?
Both of them. Like, it just...
Which one's worse?
Russell Wilson.
That's worse?
That's worse.
Wow.
Here's why. Here's why. I don't know if you can teach an old dog new tricks.
A more credentialed dog.
When was the last time he did anything?
Well, hold on.
Who was good more recently? Him or Deshaun Watson? Think about that.
I think Russell Wilson.
When?
3 years ago.
You see where we are, right? You're going back 3 years.
Well, when's the last time Deshaun's going to pandemic, pre-pandemic?
Last year, Russell Wilson had a decent year, though.
That's why they got rid of him. Got rid of him so quick that they agreed to pay most of his salary.
All right, he had 3,000 yards, which isn't great. I understand. He played 15 games, though. 3,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and only 8 interceptions.
So, Russell Wilson had a better stats than Jalen Hurts last year with the terrible Broncos team. I would rather have him. Can I change my mind? I go Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I think I go Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I go, okay. Okay. Listen, you got me.
Zach Wilson's terrible.
You got me. I changed my mind. I switched, right? Like, let's not act like there aren't other people that flippity flop on this show.
What?
I at least was honest about it.
What
flip flop
about?
Yeah. I at least was honest about it.
Ridiculous.
Facts have changed.
Take a break. Back after this.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm not real Danish mouth, man. You feel me?
My nostrils are on fire here today. You look at these things. They got some space.
Are we firing on all cylinders?
J-Fig's got the perfume going today. Marcos is like Lysoling the holy hell out of his studio. I can taste it now.
Look, you're welcome for the intoxication because it smelled in here. I did you guys a favor.
It smells over there. I don't know what's going on that side of the studio.
I still smell it. Like when I get close to the microphone.
It's like.
Maybe it's me.
That was. It was like a punch in the face.
Yeah, it was.
That was. Woo.
It's a party over here.
Because I left to try and get reprieve from the J-Fig perfume, which, I mean, you definitely gave Scooby allergies today.
Okay.
You definitely did. He was.
Tubman's eyes were watering. Trying to sneeze in the corner.
My daughter's going through the perfume phase where she's trying that out, and I'm like, hey, too much. I can smell you over there. This is like Pepe Le Pew.
Hey, man.
It was like,
wait till she gets in high school with the boys.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I don't want to talk about that.
Still has a couple more years.
I was guilty with the Axe. The Axe body spray?
Axe body spray?
I thought that was everything. I didn't have that problem. Went to all boys school.
I thought that was everything.
Yeah, but so would you all stink up the joint?
No. Yeah. You just like whether you all perfumed up or whatever didn't matter. You just, you know.
Yeah. Did Axe body spray come out like... What did that come out, like 2000?
Feels like a 2003 kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Maybe even earlier than that. Maybe like 2002, 2003.
Man, but I thought that was good for, like, I had the Axe body wash. I had everything. It was introduced in 2002.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
But it originated in France in 1983, but who cares about that?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it came to the U.S.
They don't even use that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
They smell au naturel.
That's why I came to America. That's not really getting a lot of traction.
When Mel and Rebecca came back from Paris, they said, there's no butt jobs, boob jobs, lip jobs.
There's not?
No.
In England, there is.
Probably, yeah.
When you watch Love Island,
and they all got raggedy teeth.
Because I always thought, like,
they all have raggedy teeth because there's a shortage of dentists over there.
I always thought when I watch Love Island, like America, I thought that we'd be the most plastic surgery. No, not even close next to UK.
Yeah.
UK, everybody came in there like a plastic face on, like it was Halloween.
At that early of an age?
Know. Oh, this last season, J-Fig? Go watch this last season. It's interesting watching the trends because you can see how much plastic surgery people in England are having.
Really?
Yeah. Just wait till Love Island, Colombia.
Stop. You know what's actually, you know.
There is Love Island, Spain.
Whoa.
No, but they're going to release Love Island, Miami. Not a Love Island. Love is Blind, Miami.
Are they really?
Oh, not. That. There's no chance of that working.
Yes.
It's not going to work.
Love is blind. Love, wait,
you want to talk about the experiment?
There ain't nothing blind
now. Were you talking about the experiment failing after the third episode? Once they go out, they're like, 100%, never mind.
Yeah.
Right. There's no chance that works down here. Love is blind?
It is the best part of the show, though. Like they fall so in love, and when they open that door and somebody's so not into who they see, rats off a ship.
Yeah, you have to concentrate on their facial expressions and their body language because, my God.
Wait till you get Miami and they just open the door. Astron! They just walk in like five or six girls. They're like, look. Love.
It's going to be the first time.
It's going to be very interesting. I can't wait for that season.
Very.
Someone's going to sleep with like a camera operator.
I think that actually happened during The Bachelorette.
Really? I can't trust them. Oh, by the way, Max Schuss, any made any progress on that?
I don't know. I haven't been kept up. I'm not privy to his dating life, but I.
Oh, don't act like that's above you, dude.
What do you mean?
That's true.
You definitely look for people's.
I'm not looking
next
at anybody.
Squeeze.
I did see that Kalel Ware took engagement photos that looked adorable. He put that on Instagram.
What?
Hey, well, that's
Kalel Ware got engaged.
Wow.
No idea.
He got engaged and they looked like they were at that Miami Castle or something like that. It looked really pretty.
First contract.
Miami
engagement.
Castle. Like,
that's funny. Love is Blind, Miami. Hmm. That just, the sound of that doesn't even sound right.
Tell you one thing. Right. Nico's not getting engaged until Mick's contract is signed. Prenuptial agreement with these Miami honeys all over the place.
honey scared me. I had a Robbie.
Oh man! Speaking of the Heat, by the way, they announced that they have a new jersey sponsor.
Whoa,
Robin Hood!
Oh, nice.
The stock exchange app. They have the feather on the logo. It looks good.
Oh,
it's a good looking logo.
Just a feather?
Yeah,
it's a good looking logo.
It a green feather?
No, it's just a
can't be a green feather.
No,
nah, then Robin Hood the movie is suit. You know how it works in America.
Well, when they teased it yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, it was a green feather.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's
I sent you guys.
Yeah, it's, there you go. Go on, but you can see, it literally looks like a Nike swoosh almost.
They don't put, they look very little, right?
Yeah, very little.
Not like the women's sports.
Nope.
Or soccer.
Soccer them.
You can't even see what team they play for. They have so many things on there.
Nah. What's Enter Miami's? Is it Royal Caribbean? Is that what they have on their jersey? I feel like I see
is
kids walking around.
I feel like it.
Let's see.
I feel like that's what
is
I see.
Is it Royal Caribbean? No, that's not.
The cruise line.
No, but that's not.
No, yep. Mickey's is Carnival.
It is Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because previously it was XBTO, which was a crypto.
How's that?
I don't know, but I would always see these messages.
Everybody's going to be rats off a ship on crypto, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, they're done with that.
Two people are too scared.
Yeah.
Too scared. I think UFC is the only place that's still doing crypto.
Yeah, it's a very large Royal Caribbean sign.
That is large.
Yeah, it's nothing like the Robin Hood
one. It looks more like the team than anything else. Mm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They like... There's no shame.
Yeah. The Marlins have a patch on their arm. I think theirs is ADT, I think is what they have. Times change. You know,
that wasn't a thing. They were like for a while. They were the integrity of the game.
Yeah. Integrity.
Yeah. It's like you said, they'll never be gambling in sports.
They're paying $90 million a year to people soon.
Yeah.
Look, integrity. How about that one?
Hmm.
Gambling will never. It'll never be sports. They're gambling in stadiums.
The new one is like the new Hard Rock ad that they have with Post Malone. They're like, you could do a You Bet, and it's like $10 for 200. You know, my Julian Hill anytime touchdown, or you could do a Post Malone bet. I'm like, I don't think people are doing Post Malone bets like 88,000 to win like 200,000. I don't think that's happening. Hard Rock ad, at least.
Wow.
Or you're gonna have to call 1-888 and get it.
Hard Rock's been doing this thing recently because they understand I'm a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you apps. They're like, yo, hey. They give you on the app, they give you like these deals of like, hey, this is a deal we put together, so you didn't have to do the thinking. You put $10 on this.
I know what you're talking about. Like the package parlays.
Yeah, like they're like four. And like I saw one.
I'll make my own parlays, okay?
That's no fun if you just do it with somebody else.
It was like, oh, here's a package. But then they got me with the value. They're like $10 for 200.
I didn't hit one leg of my four legger this last week.
Oh, me either.
I hit four of six.
What did I lose last week? I had... stupid Solana told me to take Skylar
Jones and Russian. First of all, you know what?
Shame on
10-minute ban.
Why?
Solana?
He's like, yeah, let's take extras.
No.
For some reason.
Just, you.
What?
No.
I'm sorry.
He is the enemy of the show.
He is?
Yes. True.
Wow. That's very strong.
Yes, we make fun of him every opportunity we get. And you're sitting here saying,
making fun of
him. I took advice.
Enemy of the show. It goes him, Chris Sims.
What about Jimmy?
Kendrick Perkins.
You did write a song about him.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right, I lost my parlay. I'm pretty sure I had that.
Deuce Tatum.
I had
Deuce Tatum.
Jalen.
He's already an enemy of the show.
I had Jalen Waddle over 41 receiving yards. I had Devon Achane over half a touchdown, and I had Jalen Phillips over half a sack. And the only thing that came close was Jalen Phillips half a sack because he was near a Deshaun Hand sack.
Ah,
that was it. 0-4. It was a mush weekend.
Why? You know what? I don't ever, and I wanted to kick myself in the junk because I usually never bet the teams that I follow, the players that I follow, simply because I don't want to bet them to fail. So the only thing I could do is more. And so it puts me in a bad spot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, here's the kicker. All of the bets that I had, anytime I go less than the number I've won, it's where I go more where I get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't bet unders.
I just hate it.
I don't bet unders.
I hate it. But, like,
I try
and
avoid
it. You can get some, look, there's some good eating in these quarterback unders.
Oh, yeah. Well, not last night.
Huh?
Unless you bet Trevor Lawrence.
No.
But,
not last night. But can I just say this? The game was set up. I only wanted to see how the young fella would do, you know, on prime time. I didn't know that was going to be damn near the game of the weekend.
It was amazing.
Right.
What a game.
What a game.
I turned away from Monday Night Football because the Bills ran over, then backed up and ran the Jaguars over again. It was so embarrassing what they did to the Jaguars.
Like the ref should have stopped the fight at halftime. He brought it back out for another round.
It was like Anthony Joshua Dubois this week. Like, you should have stopped that in the fourth.
Right.
You should have stopped that in the fourth. And they were so bad. So bad. And Josh Allen had four touchdowns in the first half. They're 3-0 now, which doesn't make you feel better over the weekend, by the way.
Nope, because all the things that we had. Now, I'll tell you what's a really cool thing. Even if you can't stand the Buffalo Bills, which a lot of us don't.
No.
Watching DeMar Hamlin get an interception.
Yeah.
Was cool.
That was cool.
That was cool.
That was objectively Goosey's.
Yeah. That was
cool. Even though he broke Tua.
That was cool. Right. He didn't break him. He was trying to coddle him. He didn't even try to hit him.
Tua, no!
He would just put his arms out. Like, he's like, wow, you ran into me.
You think that if we go to the mic'd up, it's DeMar Hamlin going, Tua, don't do it, no!
Right.
So. Trevor Lawrence is, everybody's, hit me up yesterday about Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, I called this years ago.
In fairness, now, let's be clear. You are quick to pull the bum guns. You are. You really are.
That's not fair.
You really are.
I call
you
like really, I say it.
Yep. Carter Verhage, you sent to another state.
That was
no.
That was not bum guns. No. That was not bum guns.
What was that?
No hockey. That was Tobe Stuff Love.
Oh my goodness! One time this is gonna catch up to you.
No, it's not gonna catch up to me.
I got my bag right there.
First of all,
and I'm gonna start jotting down notes. And then when we see these guys again, I'm gonna reach into that bag and say, "Let's see, September 30th."
You can do it. First of all, I face I face everybody.
No, you don't.
I face everybody that has to.
Your witchery. Your wizardry.
Most of my callouts are Heat.
Kyle Lowry.
I'm right there.
You used your wizardry.
I'm right there, dude. I'm right.
Why did we talk about it? Because you brought up.
I'm boots on the ground. I'm right there. They can come to me whenever they want to. If anybody's got a problem with old Tobes, I'm right here. I'm not ducking anybody.
He was sitting right in front of us, and you started purposely talking about something as far away from basketball as possible.
About Kyle Lowry or Verhaeghe?
Kyle Lowry.
Well, I mean, you wanted to talk golf. That's not on you. That's on you. You hogged the interview.
And then, Curtis Verhaeghe, I just forgot. And he knows that I'm old,
and
I'm
going to forget stuff. And I'm going to
forget stuff. And then after the interview, like the same thing you did with Duclair getting traded. Right?
That's not the same.
That was
Fame. But you
that
go. You go.
I think he helped you there.
I didn't want to tell you.
Yeah. I wanted you to be nice to Stephen Lawrence.
So, yeah, you use your
I didn't call Carter Verhaeghe a bum. I would never call Carter Verhaeghe a bum. He's one of the best players on the team.
You wanted to ship him to a place I've never heard of.
No. He was on a five-game.
Exile him.
He was on a five-game pointless streak in the Stanley Cup while we were falling apart. He was a ghost. Nowhere to be seen. So I had to say what had to be said. Yes, it was his fault.
It was everybody.
Nah, but he's swaggy. I don't know what it is, but Carter Verhaeghe, you're on notice.
What?
Because I want him to take a one-way ticket to Coyoteville, and they don't even exist anymore.
Whoa.
No. I don't think you got me correctly here. I'm not sending him to the new Coyotes team. I want him to just go to an empty Coyotes practice facility that's deserted.
Wow.
With rats. There's not even ice there. Mm. And I just want him to sit there. If he doesn't get his bleep together.
I wish that played during media day.
But what did he do?
No.
But what did he do game seven?
No. Please.
What did he do game seven? No.
Here's the kicker. Please. Please say the first question you asked him.
No.
Do it. You better do it.
Carter, how are you so clutch, man?
Yes!
How do you always come through?
That's what he asked him. And you know.
If that was your mentality.
You're ignoring the end of the story.
No.
What did I say at the end? If he doesn't get his bleep together.
To an empty facility.
No. How are you so clutch does not match the energy that you get.
Did he or did he not score in game seven and come through?
You're unbelievable.
You're welcome. Champion. Champion rant.
You did nothing.
I did things.
No.
I don't know what it is, but Carter Verhaeghe, you're on notice.
What?
Because I want him to take a one-way ticket to Coyoteville, and they don't even exist anymore.
Whoa. Send him to exile equals calling him a bum. That is correct.
Who says that?
You!
No, that's not fair!
Oh.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Alright, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. That's a Leroy JFig day. You know what that means.
Late.
They're off hobnobbing, dude.
Hobnobbers.
Speaking of hobnobbing, we wanted to hobnob with you guys tomorrow. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars for all our listeners. It has been postponed. Yeah, it's postponed until October 9th.
Whoa.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that if you RSVP'd already, your RSVP is still good. But the date has been pushed back a couple weeks because of inclement weather. On the horizon. So, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. We'll get to it.
Better be safe than sorry.
We'll be there in a couple weeks. Smoke of the Water, same place, same everything, but it is going to be Wednesday, October 9th. So, punted a couple weeks. We'll see you guys there. If you guys have RSVP'd, it is still good.
So, I tried during the break, you know, the brownies from yesterday.
Yes.
Oh. He's not blaming this.
So, hold on.
There's no way.
I was like, hey, coffee would go good with one of these little tasty brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like one, Jennifer? Yes, I would. She goes, ooh, it's too hard.
No! You already said two bad things in this story. They're lies. He said they're too hard.
I haven't heard his case, Murderer. I will give you your say.
He's the one that said it was too hard. Like, so he thought about this.
I said, it's too hard. So I was going to put him in the microwave for like 10 seconds. I put it in for 10 seconds. Nothing. Still too hard. So I put it for 30 seconds. And then the chocolate one just went to molten lava.
Whoa. And it exploded all over in his hands. No.
And then I went to do the test to see if it was soft.
Sure.
He broke it.
It exploded. So now I have to clean up the thing. But hers just was in there tough.
Mind you, I'm the one that grabbed the chocolate one. Mine's the one that exploded.
It was a tough brownie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Mario Cristobal brownie.
Even whatever that orange stuff is, it didn't even start melting.
Mario Cristobal, I like my brownie stuff. I want my brownies to break my teeth.
So they have
Mario Cristobal like stale desserts.
I'm getting the weeks mixed up with Miami because I keep thinking they're playing Cal, but they're playing Virginia Tech on Friday.
They're playing Virginia Tech on Friday.
Then they go to Cal.
They just announced the Cal start is 10:30.
Right. Okay. And so yeah, that's when I got the text from Robbie how many plays are this year? No, I will listen.
I'll be good because UFC's on that same night, so I have both going.
I make every attempt to watch a late game.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, if I'm watching a garbage game before that, I'll doze off. If I'm watching something on TV before the fights come on, I'll fall asleep.
That happened to me last night almost with Monday Night Football. I was watching it on my couch. I'm like, this game sucks. And then I was
the other ones, and the cool thing about it is, as soon as you flip to that, when you go, oh, this is
a, yeah, that was
good. That was a good game.
I tuned in as soon as Fat Man scored the touchdown. Which
I watch most of all that game.
That makes me happy. I mean,
fat guy scoring.
Yeah, I didn't see him do this, but I'm sure I'm like, oh man, so jealous.
That's the funniest part.
Anytime you pull
that's
off,
that's the funniest part. That's the signal to let the official know that you're eligible.
Did you
go into the game and do this?
Speaking of fat guys who can move, did you see the highlight on Twitter of Rob Hunt just dish ragging that dude out on the run?
No.
Oh, I gotta show you. This is good. I think Dolphin Kane tagged us on it.
So the thing is I would like to.
There we go.
After. Oh my goodness. So what I would like to do is, because a lot of times we get a little bit too excited over what we've seen on Sunday. So I went back and looked at a couple of, key moments in the game. And I would like to say that the offensive line was not as bad as it looked.
It was Skyler.
Because a lot of this goes hand in hand. And one of the things Tua said that we all laughed at is very true, is that he gets rid of the ball so quick.
Well, brother.
He gets rid of the ball so quick. It's not a knock on the offensive line, but it's more in lines of the way this operates when it is functioning well.
They're not as inept as one would think, but they're not good either.
Right. But listen, it's on par with all. No matter what offense you're in, if you've watched football this year, if you don't get rid of the ball quick, your quarterback's getting jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it's a defensive thing. Right? A defensive player would say it's a defensive thing. Or if it's an offensive thing. I don't know. But I do know that there was a lot of opportunities there and a lot of chances that, for reasons, there was a play I watched where Skyler was looking at the receiver coming open. And the problem is, if you throw it when he's open, it's too late.
Yeah, Tua throws everybody to these spots.
Right, and so he kind of didn't throw it. And so you could see him going to pull a trigger and seeing him come open.
And this is the thing that just drives me nuts about it. Like, there were a couple plays I even told you. I'm like, he looks like he's doing a bad Tua impression. You know, like when he's doing the no looks and he's just like, it's not the same, dude. Like, the thing that I just found frustrating about it is, for a guy, I know that the one QB gets most of the reps. But Tua was in a contract dispute in OTAs and minicamp. I would have thought there
Skyler
was
going to be... Skyler would have
would have thought there would have been a Skyler plan. And so I don't know if it's just him sucking, and that could just be it. He just may suck.
I don't know.
But I just would have thought Mike would have had him in better places to succeed.
You know what you call a bad player or an average player with one more year of experience?
What you call him?
A bad player. An average player. We tend to think, and sometimes we do this too much, that, oh, this guy was this, and now with another year of experience, he'll be this.
Yeah.
And we make that assumption all the time, and it's not always true.
Justice Winslow.
Justice Winslow been Justice Winslow for how many
I thought
years?
Justice Winslow was going to start making layups at one point.
Right, but I'm just saying, that's who he is. So that's the fine line between trying to figure out who's going to be a player and who's not. You got to be able to kind of see what portions of that player will and can get better. The one thing that doesn't always get better with quarterbacks is timing. If you're a guy that holds on to the ball throughout your career, that's normally what you're going to be.
I don't know how much you buy into the Pro Football Focus thing because they got those hocus pocus stats, but they did blame. They do sack blame. They blamed 5 of the 6 sacks on the QB.
Yeah. I could see, now that I rewatched some of the game, I could see it.
By the way, you're bold.
Huh?
You're bold going back and watching that
game. Here's the difference between me and most people, and I tell you this all the time. It's easy to put blame. It's easy to say it was his fault. It's easy for me to say it's offensive line. It's easy for me to say this. I want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why so that we know if there's really a fix.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, there is.
Tyler Huntley?
I don't know. You can't just assume that he can come in and be a different quarterback than he's been.
I can't. Look, I can't.
You just say anybody else. That's what. And well, that's not a good answer either.
Yeah, but let's also. I mean, the guy did get apparently his ribs cracked, you know, and well, I think it was said that he couldn't dress himself after the game.
Health is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not talking about health. The same thing I said about Tua. Everything, all these suggestions and advice that everybody's getting to her, it's a moot point until he's cleared to play.
Right.
Then you give your advice.
If he can play, though, you would roll him out there one more time?
Who?
Skyler.
No! Oh. Not with them ribs! Now, that would be put... You're taking a guy who holds on to the ball, who uses his torso to throw the ball, and you're going to put him back out there? You're asking for him to get his ass kicked.
Just want to be
and clear. It would be on him.
But you're not putting Tim Boyle.
Wow.
Snoop, dude.
Snoop.
I think Snoop is the answer here.
I like, again, what they need to figure out during the course of the week, and this is a fact. This is, you don't care who can make all the throws.
Mm-hmm.
What you need right now is a quarterback who has the balls to make the throws.
Right. Pass it like a top.
Because Skyler is too tentative. And we did.
Do you want to give him a -1 for that?
I do. Okay. Like,
I was just waiting for it.
He is the only guy I've ever done a show with that'll look at me
and go,
wow, this is too much damn football talk. How can I ruin
this?
It's
too serious.
Right. Drop it like it's hot. Right? Like, it's like you have the sports attention span of a
That's
child.
Not fair. That's not fair.
You don't.
That's
you can't.
Is it?
Dude, anytime I talk to you about football, you look at me and you like, ooh, look, a bird.
He's out here being so insightful.
Right. Like, don't you want to know? Or you just want to throw bum guns at people?
Schmieden says, sipping on Finn and juice.
So, here's the problem. Like, I don't... This is not a good way to go into a game.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a quarterback that'll go and not afraid to throw 3 picks.
Yeah. Cut it loose.
Right. And that's... It's hard to put somebody in that spot, but they'll do it. That's who, and you know why Browns fans love Joe Flacco? That's the way Joe Flacco was.
Yeah, cut it loose, baby.
Who cares? He was 13 touchdowns and 8 picks.
And I better not see Tanner Connor go deep again. I better not see that.
Why?
Because oh, you know why, you know dude. Why. You saw it. Tangibles, that's why.
I know why.
Tangibles.
Because you want that to be your guy.
Yeah! Oh, excuse me, paying $50 million for these receivers, and I'm watching an Idaho State run down the field.
I just think that from the top to the bottom, everybody tried to be so careful that it almost hamstrung the whole offense. And it's from Mike McDaniel, who he's only looking at the quarterback as what I can and can't do with him. So he's trying to protect him, right? From Skyler, who his the message before the week was, as you can tell with the way Mike was talking, no turnovers, right? So that made him hold the ball and not throw it. And it just it just hamstrung the whole offense. So I don't know how to go about it, because you don't want a quarterback not caring about picks and being too careless. But at the same time, you want him, if he's looking in the right direction, to make the damn throw.
I just feel like you're going into a game here and you still have the two best players on the field, and you got to make him some kind of a threat. You got to make him at least...
You know what I would do once? I would line up Jalen Waddle and Tyreek on the same side of the ball. Now, the way this becomes important is whoever's on the other side has to be a guy that can make a play one-on-one. Because they're going to take, they're going to rotate, they're going to put safeties down, they're going to put a single, you might get a single high safety with this look, but on the backside, whoever that guy is going to be one-on-one. And I just think that you need to just use them in different ways. Or here's an interesting thought. And let me just say this. Like, and I'm more than sure that if I'm Stephen Ross, I've looked onto the field and noticed this. Why in the hell is Tyreek or Waddle on the field?
Why are they off the field?
Yeah. Yes. One of them have to be on the field at all times.
Of course.
When both of them are standing next to each other, when 95% of your picks come to no situations.
Makes zero sense.
Zero sense.
Makes zero sense.
So, like, I get it. You guys need to take breaks, and I don't have a problem with that. You run your ass off the whole game. I get that. But collectively, right? Because guess what? Me and Robert, we played the same position. But here's what happened. They would say, hey, one of y'all need to be on the field. Right? Y'all know what y'all do. One of y'all need to be on the field. And so it's okay to go to Tyreek and Waddle and say, hey, one of y'all need to be on the field at all times. Figure it out. You got, what, 50 million on the sideline watching your quarterback throw picks?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Yep.
So let's start there. Now, let's be creative with it. Let's move one or the two around. I know you got motions and whatever, but could you imagine seeing Waddle and Tyreek on the same side of the field?
I think it's one of these things where Mike McDaniel's sitting there and he goes, you know, authenticity is the greatest energy. Write that down. And I'm like, no, the greatest energy is having your stars on the field. That's what I want. I just want Funny Man to start getting the football. Let's go. It's enough
of
him.
The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
Got to stay hydrated, champ. He was locked and loaded back there.
Go to break there, Snoop Frog.